In the Go Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. And if you have the white binder, please turn to the first page that's titled Kadamba Center Prayers. And we'll start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. The Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra are on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease in the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis five. So let's say the stanza seven times. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables down below. In English, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Page 37, and then towards the bottom you see Four Immeasurables chanting version. So we'll chant that, and then if you have the white binder, it's the Tibetan words by the musical notes. San Chen Tam Che De Wa Dong De. And raise its mantra eight times. He's the Buddha of great compassion. And then below that, Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's the Buddha of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Do we have children's program?
No.
Oh, okay.
There are no children here. Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. That's it. Oh, yeah. Should we read the question first?
Yes.
There are two questions. We should first read the questions. Does Buddhism believe in prayers? Does Buddhism believe in prayers? If so, to whom do they pray? To whom do they pray, sir? Any donations? you never hear this question in the monastery. You never hear. Nobody asks this question. We just pray. Nobody asks. Tibetan community, you never hear this question. Nobody asks. That's a good question. You know, you need to think. Any donations? Not money donation, maybe like answer donation.
This is a question that you get in the prison a lot about what is prayer and from a Buddhist perspective. Since we don't really believe that there is a creator being, who are we praying to? And so I forgot the author, but it's one of the books that we were teaching from about Vipassana meditation. And this writer said that in Buddhism, prayer is a wish. So it's not like really praying to any being. And a lot of these things we pray for probably like could never really happen, right? But it's a wish that these things could happen. I wish that all sentient beings wouldn't suffer and be free from suffering. I wish that all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. You know, I wish that all sentient beings abide in equanimity, you know, and free from attachment and hatred and anger and so forth, and to abide in the higher realms. This is my wish for all beings. So that's so I look at prayer that way, and so I look at my mind and say, yeah, this is what I really, really want. So whether it helps anybody else, it certainly helps me. And so I approach prayer that way.
So Tibetan, it says Tibetan, we say lekso, lekso means well said, well said.
Well said,
well said, well said, lekso, lekso, well said, well said.
Geshe-la, I just wanted to expand a little bit on what Andre said, is that in that the difference is that Christianity and other religions that believe in gods, believe in the creator God, so that believe that we are created in the Christian God.
Mm-hmm.
And Tibetans don't believe that there is a creator God. Instead, they believe things arise out of causes and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as Andre is saying, when we're praying for our prayers are our wishes for the causes and conditions for something positive to happen, so that we're praying for a blessing,
mm-hmm.
or as a blessing, and the blessing is a positive change.
Mm-hmm.
In the causes and conditions that will bring about a positive outcome or positive result.
Yeah, very good. Well said, well said. Yeah, again. Yeah. Because, yeah, that's true. That's what I, you know, as I mentioned to you, this question you never hear. Monastery, we just pray. It's part of our life. We just pray. Nobody asks, what is prayer? Nobody bothers to ask. And it's good to ask. Why is it good to us? Because Buddha said all the Sangha, all the scholars don't accept what I said out of respect. Buddha said very clearly, Gelo Pagam Kenamji Sejidus Levata Langayika Lawacha Kushimi. Sorry, but you don't understand. But I like to say it better. What he's saying is like when you buy a gold, make sure that gold worth for your money. So what you do, trying to find the pure gold, you cut, you burn, and you rough on the hard surface, make sure there's nothing mixed. That's how you find the pure gold. Then you pay. Then you get the pure gold. You don't just get the gold, and somebody says, oh, this is pure gold, you buy, maybe it's all mixed with all kind of metals. So you analyze. That's called seje, dave, seshin. That's like similar. Sel, gold. Che, cut. Dal, rough. Se, burn. Shindu means likewise. Do same, do it what I said. Buddha said what I said, analyze. So then, accept. So that's why the question is very important. You need to ask, even though that this kind of question never be raised in the monastery. Doesn't mean that you cannot raise these questions. You know, it's hard for us. First time you go, just get freeze. You never heard this question, like, what is prayer? few minutes, you can just froze, like, what is prayer? Never asked. So, more you think, then it's like, it's a wish. It's a wish for your own freedoms, from all the problems. Wish to achieve moksha, nirvana, highest level enlightenment, you know, so there's a wish. To freedom from all living beings, you know, Maya and the traditions. So that's the wish. So we do pray in front of Chaitanya Buddha image. We do pray in front of like Tara statue, we do prayer. But prayer is the wish, we're just expressing our wish to help yourself, to help others, you know, wish. So now some of you said, you know, Buddhism don't believe in creator. It's not like we are intentionally going against the religion that talks about creator. No, it's not that. We respect all the major religions. Faith, we respect, because it's been benefiting millions and millions of people in the past, it's benefiting now, it's going to benefit in the future. So that's why we respect. On practical level, not anybody will become Buddhist, not anybody will become Christianity, that's impossible. Some people remain as atheists, they don't believe in anything. But that doesn't mean they don't deserve prayers. So, you know, everybody deserves happiness. So that's, you know, it's not like intentionally going against, no, because when it comes down the view, there's conflict. You know, interdependent, that's a Buddhist view, interdependent. Everything depends on causes and conditions. So because of that, theory, that philosophy, then creator, concept of creator, it doesn't get, it doesn't go very well together. That's the only reason. It's not like against something. Oh. So that needs to explain, otherwise people may say, oh, they are like purposely denying that. No, we are not intentionally denying that, because there's conflict according to the philosophy, philosophical view, there's no contradictions. So you probably heard, the theory of emptiness. So then it's not there. So there's like a conflict in the mind. You just so well said. So now, here, second question. It is a wish. It's not more, not less. It's just a wish. Positive wish for yourself, for others. That's called prayer. So then we read, and that's what it says in the prayer. That's all says about well-being of yourself, well-being of others, so that's the prayer. Okay. So now the second question I will read. What is the best way to make peace with others in our daily lives who are not demonstrating goodwill or ethical behavior in certain causes? That's very, very tough question. We are all, regardless, I'm a Buddhist monk, I think. You're American, not monks or lay people, you think. Or Christian think, Buddhist think, believer think, non-believer think, atheist, everybody think. So that what you call thought or mind or consciousness, that mind is very delicate, very easy to please, easy to die there. It's very delicate. So that mind needs to improve. Needs to develop. Or maybe needs to build armor around their mind. Somebody criticizes, somebody prays. Otherwise, it's going to be hard. There's no simple answer. So much we can say in the world. There's so many reasons to argue. Is there too? The mind is so easy to please. So easy to have the then opposite. Easy to displease, easy to please. Thinking about something, can be bothering the last couple of days, all of a sudden something happened, it's gone. Now that means mind is still very fragile, very sensitive, very fragile. So need to develop. Then eventually it's like become like bottom of oceans, even though there's so many things happening in the surface, the bottom is always calm. That is possible, that is very possible. But that it requires a lot of thinking. That's what called meditation. Meditation doesn't mean sit like this. You could be sitting very seriously meanwhile no change. It's a waste of time. Completely waste of time. Thinking, that's meditation. When you start to think, so now this requires a lot of thinking. There's no simple answer, there's requires a lot of thinking. What is the best way to make peace with others You hear about bodhicitta, bodhicitta. That's the best way to make peace with others, bodhicitta. Is that easy to develop? No. Sorry to say, it's not easy. If I say, oh, there's piece of cake, there's life. It's not piece of cake. Now, what is bodhicitta? It's a wish. Firmly, deeply rooted in reason, not just faith. Deeply rooted in reason. Oh. If you ask me these questions, I say, based on my knowledge, bodhicitta, based on the Mayana tradition, bodhicitta is the way to make peace with others. What's the best way to make peace with others? Bodhicitta. It's bodhicitta. Day-to-day life, this life, while you're eating, while you're shopping, while you're walking, while you're talking, while you're taking shower, while you're sleeping, bodhicitta. That's the answer. That wish is not based on how other people demonstrate. Bodhicitta is not based on that. It's much based on much deeper level, much deeper things, much, much deeper things probably we may understand or we may not understand. So I have nothing to do with that person, so we are not related, or we are not in the same group, we are not in the same tribe, or we don't share the same culture, we don't share the same belief. None of them exist in bodhicitta, none of them exist. Even though they exist, it doesn't matter. It's just secondary level, it's not fundamental level. These things like minor, it's not like major things. When you think from the bodhicitta point of view, those things like secondary level, it's not like major things, it's minor things. You feel that you are connected. You are connected. There's no disconnect. There's no feeling of disconnections. There's like deep feeling of connection. Deep has a feeling of deeper level of connections with each and every breathing living beings. That's how you feel. It's not about how other person demonstrate or not demonstrate. No, so that if the making peace with based on that, I'm not saying that's a wrong thing, but you know, you ask me what's the best way. The answer is bodhicitta. That's the best way. And that's the truth. I'm not just lying. That's the truth. If you are waiting for demonstration from others, or behavior, certain behavior from others, it doesn't guarantee peace of mind, it doesn't guarantee, because you have no control. It's not about Buddhist religions, it's not about Buddhism, it's about practical, it's about reality. Well, you don't have to be Buddhist to wait someone like demonstrations. Everybody does, not just Buddha, everybody does that. So there's no guarantee. The problem is there's no guarantee. The other person may not demonstrate the way you want. So they're saying in Tibetan, Kivurangi machida dhruva miye tayos. If you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. They're saying in Tibetan. So that means you don't have much control over other people. Could make you miserable. So how you make yourself happy? Think. Just think. Every event that occurs, every thought that arises, if you think, then you are going deeper. You are way before you are reacting, you are thinking. Then every reaction that comes from that deeper thinking is better. Then reaction coming from without thinking, you know, may cause a lot of problems. So bodhicitta. Oh. question is, are we connected? Fundamental question, are we connected? You could say, oh, maybe not. Or I'm not even with that person did the same, share the same tradition, the same culture, the same belief, blah, blah, blah. There's many, many reasons to say. What's the, for you, what is the better? If you think that's connected, if you think we are connected, is that better? Or you think, oh, we are not connected at all? Which one serves you better? Not just connection. If you think, oh, there is connection, this connection is like very much based on loving kindness and compassion. Will that help you? Oh, there's no connection. We are just enemy. I don't like that person look, or I don't like where that person talk. Does that help you? Probably not. You ask everybody. If you ask anybody, not just Buddhist, anybody you ask, you see on the street, you ask them. So that's a fundamental question. So no, that's what I'm saying. There's no, it requires some knowledge and like deeper thinking. So now the question is, is there a connection between me and other? Is there connections? If the answer is yes, if the answer is no, so then, I'm not sure what it is. And what kind of connections is based on? What kind of connections? So connection based on loving kindness, cares, compassion. So then you start to think about this life. I'm not asking you to believe anything. I'm just throwing this idea out there that I know, studying, you know, all these texts, all these Vinayana texts. Is this the first time that I become human? Is this the first time you become human? This question. So Buddha encouraged you to ask, analyze, need to analyze. Is this the first time I become human? Before that, I'm like some kind of tree in the California. Redwood tree. I was redwood tree in California. Is that true? So then you need to explain how tree become human. You need to explain. You can't just live there. So there are questions. Is this the first time or not? And are we all the continuation of some human genes? Human gene? As a gene? Just forget about beginning lifetime. That in Buddhist texts mentioned beginning lifetime. If there's too much to wrap your head around. Just think about human genes. According to that gene, are we the continuation of that genes? Human, we all human. Just set aside the other beings, human. Are we coming from the same genes? Coming from the same DNA long, long time ago? There's different theories how humans start. Ape, scientists like, who knows? I don't know. Probably you know much better than I do. In that regard, just forget about beginning this time. Are we coming from the same genes? What do you say? Connected or not connected? Connection or no connections? So, universal compassion, universal loving kindness, not easy to develop, easy to say. It requires foundations. Without foundation, it just works. It just between your lips, that's all. Doesn't mean much. It doesn't mean much when you say universal compassion. Doesn't mean much, it just works. It's not belief, you know, it requires some foundations. So then when you look around, whether somebody demonstrates something wonderful or behave in certain ways, fundamentally, you, everybody else, every second, we are all looking for happiness. Is that true? Buddhist, non-Buddhist, atheist, believer, not believer, every single breathing, living beings, every single second, looking for happiness. That needs to be clearly understood, understand. That's how we look at other people's. No, probably not. Especially the people we consider as enemy, we don't look at them like that. Oh, they don't deserve happiness. Seems like they almost feel like they deserve suffering. Nobody deserves suffering. Nobody even wish slightest problem. Nobody. You ask. It's not about Buddhist religions. You ask. Nobody. Nobody wants slightest problem. Nobody. Nobody satisfied with happiness. Nobody. Nobody contents. Then when it comes down to happiness, nobody's content. Nobody, including yourself, nobody's content when it comes down to happiness. That's the fact. It's not about Buddhist religion, it's not about Buddhism, that's the fact. Dada, Dada, you, she, other, there's no differences. There is no differences. When it comes down like that, you don't want slightest problem. When it comes to happiness, you are not content. Look around, same thing. There's no differences. Therefore, there's no differences. Therefore, wish something wonderful for others. You get immense benefit, believe or not. You get immense benefit. How you can tell? We have to practice. We have to, you don't have to practice. Nobody says you have to practice. But if you practice that, you get immense benefit. Then Vashanti Deva said, in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, that text has been composed, written around, every time I forget. 8th centuries. This book's only been written around 8th centuries. Not by Tibetan master, by Indian master. Migi Sinje Talayas. When you look at someone else, what kind of mindset one should have when you look at someone? You don't have to look. In case you look at someone else, what kind of mindset you should look at that person? Look at that person sincerely, genuinely, out of compassion, loving kindness. You don't have to say a word. People feel. People feel your energy. People feel the sincerity. And how is it?
Genuine.
The sincerity and genuine. People feel. You don't have to say a word. People feel. If you look at that person, if you look at that person, with sincere, genuine, out of compassion, loving kind, if you look at that person, people feel. Why? Now question, why? Yeah, of course, why? Why I should look at that? Why? Yeah, of course. That's a good question to raise. Why? You will gain so much. You will gain so much from that person. You could practice patience. If that person has become difficult, you can practice patience. If that person is being kind, you can practice loving kindness. If that person is going through some difficulty, you can practice compassion. That's why. That's the reason. The best case scenario, you could achieve enlightenment based on that person's. If that person is being kind of like mean or they're like, there's opportunity to practice patience. But it's easier said than done. Sorry, I'm here, one who's saying it. You could say the same thing. But you know, so this is my responsibility now here at the center to say, but you could say the same thing. I'm not saying something that you don't know. It's already been said, like around eight centuries. Why this teaching is not benefiting? We are not taking this seriously. We just read and just live. We just read and then close. That's why it's not benefiting. We don't practice. We don't take that very seriously. There are many, many types of techniques how to deal with that. So what I mean, what do you mean practice? Practice means we don't think. Daily basis, we don't think. Oh, Shanti Deva said that we don't have to look at anybody. If you look at that person sincerely, genuinely, without loving kindness, compassion, why? Because there's so much you could gain. If you look at that person, negative mindset, what you gain? Nothing. Zero. You don't gain anything. Plus, it may destroy all your peace of mind. There's risk, or there's advantage, or there's disadvantage, there's advantage. So, then you say the word at home, in my case, you used to say the word daily basis, and once a blue moon, then I think about the meaning of the word. Mostly I just mumble, bum. Doesn't get much benefit. Once a while, then you kind of think, oh, this is very true. You know, because we have brain, we do understand, oh, that's very true. But if you do that daily basis, that's how you develop your mindset, your attitude, your perceptions get better, stronger, or then it improves, So then it really doesn't matter, just another human being, exactly like same like you, looking for happiness every single second. Same like you. If you be nice to that person, more like that person is going to be nice, generally speaking, not definite. So if you be nice, you gain something. Generally speaking, people will respond. Unfortunately, some cases, according to this question, people don't respond. Then it's complicated. Why? Why this happening? Complicated. Why? In the first place, why things happening? Why things are happening? First place, why things are happening? What is your answer? Why things are happening? When you go to some part of India, some part of Nepal, countryside, people live their living standards very low. Do they complain much? You hardly hear their complaint. What's different? The same human. They have one head, two eyes. America, even though you are the most powerful country on this planet, you still have two eyes. You don't have four eyes. Now, what's different? Here, small little things we complain so much. There, when you look, just like eye-opening experience, life-changing experience, you gain just looking at them, like how in the world they don't complain. Yeah, they don't complain. I think the Buddhists, whatever faith they follow, is helping them cope with their situations with calm mind. It's not like they are doing drugs all the time. No. Their belief is very deep. It's helping them to cope with the situation they are in rather than complaining all the time. People walk all day long, not by sitting on the chair like this. No, hard labor, all day long. How much they make? $5. Can you imagine? They have reason to complain. because their belief system is so strong, so deep, it helps them to cope with the situation they are in, rather than just complaining, complaining, complaining. So need to learn. No, it's the same human. I think same thing. So probably a lot of your travel all over the world, you know, you see. And then when you meet rich people, then they complain. Not just here. Even some of my friends in Nepal, they are very rich. So you hear, so they are complaining, not having enough. Sounds very familiar, you know. So like, on the other hand, to have nothing, you go to countryside, nothing. They don't complain. They have reason to complain, they don't complain. So I was in that situation. I'm not bragging about myself. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling the truth. I was in that situation. In my hometown, in the Sikkim, remote country, remote side of Sikkim, people have almost nothing. My parents, both of them cannot read, cannot write at all. How do they make their living? They make gravel out of big stone. They make gravel with hand. There's no machines. They make pieces, you know, like one round metals. They put big stone, they cut it with a hammer, make pieces, and the bucket, you know, bucket? That's how they get money. You make full bucket, I'm not sure like how you get like 50 cents. So that's how many, then they raise like 7 kids. It's not just one kid, they raise 7 kids doing that. So, sometimes, you know, like, they do, after they have complaints, sometimes complaints, not much, but you know, sometimes they complain. So, because they have so many kids to raise and they're making so little. But overall, I think you don't hear much complaint. Same human. Because they are, what they believe in, teach them how to cope with the circumstance they are in. So that's what, you know, sometimes some of my friends here, when you travel to other country, they will say, oh, life-changing experience, eye-opening experience, yeah. That's eye-opening experience. So here, is sorry, all my friends, there's no one simple answer. It requires a lot of thinking, daily basis. What you can call meditation, same thing. Thinking, meditation, no different, same thing. Thinking. Otherwise, this mind, you can't get rid of. Unfortunately, you can't get rid of. You have to live with that. You can't get rid of. So this mind is so delicate, so fragile, so sensitive. That's why it makes us very vulnerable. Vulnerable. It could make us venerable too. It could make you venerable, or holy beings, or saint. Saint. It could make you saint, holy being, venerable, or it could make you very vulnerable. Because of mind, everything happened. All this liberation, enlightenment, moksha happened. Because of mind, then all this, you know, like tragic things also happened. So, what is the best way to make peace with others? Bodhicitta. Loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, that's the best way to make peace with others. It's not based on response you get from others. It's based on much deeper level. Much, much deep. Such as knowing you are looking for happiness every single second, other person doing the same thing. There's no differences at all. There's one way to look at. Another, we are deeply connected. Don't think there's no connection. There is connection. This connection is very deep. It is totally based on loving kindness, care. Oh. there's two different instructions how to develop bodhicitta. There's one seven cause and one result. There's one instruction. There's another instruction, exchanging oneself with others. There's two instructions. So Lama Atisha has, Indian master, he has both lineage. He received both lineage. Oh, his lineage is coming from all the Vemushacham when the Buddha to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Lama Atisha, one coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya Buddha, Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, Asanga to Shantideva, Shantideva to Lama Atisha. Lama Atisha possess both lineage. These two instructions, how to develop bodhicitta, one is called Gyunjemenga, the six cause and one result. There's one instruction. Another instruction is more, is taught in a long time ago. It taught secretly with a small group because it's very difficult to practice. Another one is taught in the public. Exchanging oneself with other, that's been taught secretly in a small group because it's much more difficult to practice. So there's two lineages. How to develop bodhicitta? So you practice, you learn these two instructions. You learn what each six cause, learn, analyze what it means. So the result is bodhicitta. So it educates you, there is connection, there's connections very deep. You learn that from the instructions. Oh. So then at home, then you could sit like that, but you don't ever think, oh, when I meditate, I have to sit like this. No, that's a mistake. You don't have to sit like that. You can walk around, you can walk in the wood, you can ride bike. Can you meditate on bike? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can meditate on bike. You can meditate while you're driving, you can meditate. It's me thinking. You could sit like this, not thinking. This is not a waste of time. You could do review meeting. You are reviewing the instructions in your mind. You remember by heart. You are reviewing them. At the same time, you are thinking. If you are not just thinking, then it's going to be like Mickey Mouse, just mumbling the word. And there's not much benefit. You could say about word like, how many refuge bodhicitta? I've been said probably millions and millions of times. How much change? Size of ant. Size of ant? Size of ant. You know ant? Ant. Yeah. That's the result is size of ant reciting refuge bodhicitta prayer many million times. What happened? Because no thinking. Just mumbling the words. Once a while thing, you know. So when you start to think, then it becomes meditation. No? So then please, if you're interested, you know, if you're interested, then please read about these two instructions, okay? One's called six cause and one result, coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya Buddha, Maitreya Buddha, Asanga, Asanga to Shantideva. One is called exchanging oneself with other, Dashinyamji. This is coming from Shakyamuni Buddha to Chajamundi Buddha to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Lama Atisha. There's two instructions. I'm just repeating here. You can read, you know, there's books, old books there. You can read and think. Okay, you know. Otherwise, it's going to be hard for you. It's going to be hard for me. It's been hard. It's going to be hard. If we don't do anything, it's not going to be. If we just wait from the response from others. Then says, if you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. Does that sounds interesting, sounds right? That means should not wait for response from others. How much control you have? Probably you may think you have control. The reality probably zero. But we try, you know. So when you ride with somebody else, if somebody is driving so fast, you use your feet to control the car. Huh? We do. What actually what happened? Nothing happened. We move our feet to control, but there's no control. We can't control. But there's automated things. So oh yeah, so these are two questions. So then like the manager requires me to talk about a little bit about this mandala offerings, because this is the every year the center choose team for what?
For a practice to do during the year.
This year is like mandala offerings. So if you're wondering, when you see, you know, people, they sometimes they create by art. This looks like kind of art. They create by sand. You should call sand matter. It actually is not really sand. It's like crushed marble. It's not the sand. It takes a lot of time to make the material. It's like crushed white marble. It's not sand. It's not the sand. So it's called sand mandala. I'm not sure why they call sand mandala. I have no idea. So somebody decided to call sand mandala. It's not actually not sand. It's that material is white marble, crushed white marble. It can be like powder. It will not work. If you breathe, it will blow up. It can be really rough. Then you can use these tools. Then handmade tools, it won't go through the tools. It has to be not like powder, not like rub, it has to be right size. Then after that, they have to dye color with the hands, not machines. Hand dye, so that's like marble. So that's the one where you could get mandala, that is also called mandala, kinkor, or it's like a Tibetan word called tikor, kinkor. Tikor means circle. That's all. That's what it means. Kinkor means circle. That's all. Use that circle to test essence out of the circle. That's called the meaning of kinkor. So mandala one. Then sometimes you can paint. You can draw. And you can create it by this small marble. Use power saw, and you can build. Three-dimensional, you can build. Actually build. There are some in India, probably the one in America, somewhere. There's many in Tibet, you can build. Actually, there's, it's a palace. So there's whole text has been written. Every color has been decided. No, you can't just put, I like the red color here. It's already been decided. Which color go where, it everything has meaning. So you meditate. Basically you build from the scratch. You build this whole three-dimensional, kind of like castle looking. Through meditation you build. They remember material by heart, so they recite silently in their mind. Therefore they can sit there hours and hours, no problem. Because something, their mind is very active. They're building this. Slowly, you try to go inside and do all kind of meditation. That's the whole idea of mandala. It's for that, for meditation purpose. It's not just to look nice. It looks very colorful. So you can create, you can paint, you can draw, or you can build this mandala. Actually, this is all happening. For practitioners, it's all happening here. Through here, then out there. Takes a long time for meditation purpose. So now here, the manager asked me to explain. Here, the mandala is called, it's like part of meditation offerings. Jimba Dugar Jekon Ishinors. Jimba. The practice of generosity is like wish fulfilling jewel. it benefits people. It benefits. If somebody practicing generosity, somebody get benefit. Is that true? Jimba duwe, jimba. Generosity, jimba. Duwe rekong, duwa means beings. Means rekong means they have like, their wish that generosity will fulfill their wishes. Whatever that might be, wish for chocolate. You give chocolate, that wish is fulfilled. The simple, that's a simple one. Or wish to hear something nice. Or you look so beautiful. That fulfills their wishes. You know, you have all kinds of wishes at the same time. Other people have all kinds of wishes. So, jimba drave rekong. Jimba, practice of generosity. Drave rekong means fulfill the wishes of others. Therefore, it's like wish fulfilling jewel. Practice itself is like wish fulfilling jewel. Doesn't have to be material things. It can be anything. It can be time. It can be word. It can be all kinds of things. You know, it can be smile. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be give. It doesn't have to be money. It can be anything. Jibadurajo is, you know, sene divacho is chanjacho. This is the best weapon. As the miserliness. Miserliness. Sena. It's called in Tibetan word called Sena. It's like not. It's like not. Not. When you try not, it's like not. Sena Duba. So miserliness. It's like the knot, hard to untie. It's so tight, hard to untie. Sena, that's like the miserliness, it's like knot. Sena devotee, change your practice of generosity is like weapon. It's like weapon that could cut that knot easily. Practice of generosity is like the weapons, and the miserliness is like knot. So that weapon could cut that knot easily. So the devotee says, "Mashum yindo chibi jasechus." Mashum yindo. This is one of the Buddhist Dhamma deeds or practice, or one of the Buddhist Dhamma deed or practice. Mashum yindo chibi jasechus. That gives you strength, confidence. They give you strength, confidence. Mashum yindo chibi jasechus. That's the deed that provides you strength and the confidence and power. Nyebe Taba literally means fame. Do people like fame? Or not? Fame? Do people like fame or no? Or people like attention or no?
Yes.
Not everybody, generally speaking. Yes. Fame will be, how you say, spread throughout 10 directions because of practice of generosity. That practice is like weapon that cuts the knot, which is like miserliness, leanness. It also spread. So it spread either the fame or whatever you call fame to our 10 directions. Not just here. East, west, south, north, four, then south is what is called, then you call that the 8, up, down, there's 10, that's called 10 directions, that's what is 10 directions. It's not just going to be famous in America, it's going to be famous throughout 10 directions, all the directions. with that knowledge, if that's the benefit of generosity, with that knowledge, only does giving you happiness, giving, does giving you bring happiness? We need to think very precisely. After that, what you could take? Nothing. Everything becomes meaningless. Even this body becomes nothing. And nothing to do with religion, that's a fact. When will that happen? No clue. Will that happen? Definitely. It's not like, oh, maybe, or if I become president of this country, it will never happen. It will never happen. Or if I go to climb Mount Everest in Nepal, that will never happen. No, it will happen for every single person. Definite. That's definite. It's not like, oh, maybe. That's definite. When? No clue. When that happens, what you can take? If you've been kind, if you've been generous, if you say some nice word, if you think something positive, when you look at some people, say something positive, wishing something positive, everything, every day, that you can take. Besides that, nothing. Based on that reality, it's not based on Buddhist religion, based on that reality, we need to plan our day-to-day life. Becoming mentally thinking something positive, verbally saying something nice, physically doing something nice, good things. It's good for you. That's all. It's good for you. Now, it's good for you after death. Oh, that's what I know. Tathashe, jase pavanam, tathashe. With that knowledge, then, you decide. No, nobody forces you to do anything. You have every right to do or not to do. It's your right. Certain things is not based on right. That is definite. That's not based on right or wrong. It's a definite. There's not right or wrong. It's not you do or not do. That's definite. It's not based on that. So that will happen no matter what you do. When that happens, you can say, oh, I'm exception. I can take this. I can take this. No, no. Nobody can take even this body. That's a fact. Nothing to do with religion. What kind of things helps? Oh, if you remember being nice, being kind, being generous, thinking something positive, all the time saying something beautiful. Oh, if you remember that, that helps. That time, that helps. Besides that, nothing. Nothing else, nothing else. That's the fact. It's going to happen. So then, you know, based on that, so that's what I'm saying, like the mandala offering here is the this year theme. So, sorry, my face is looking kind of serious, but sorry. So the mandala offering is the idea to, it's like the practice of, you know, offering meditation. If you think for offering meditations. So, hand mudra, I'm just demonstrating. No good, this is not order you to learn. I'm going to just demonstrate. Like this. For this two finger, what do you call this? Pinky? Yeah, pinky. Okay, two pinky. Hold from two thumbs. First you do that. Two pinky. So then what's this called? Ring finger. Up. So then this, what is this called?
Index finger and middle finger.
Index finger means you pull, index finger go like this and pull. So now here, this is something visual that helps you. This is like four continent, and this one the center of universe. These two things could symbolize love and the compassion and wisdom. Okay, it'll take some desert. First, two pinky.
Yeah.
You put like two fingers like this, pull with the thumbnail as a thumb. Your thumb is pull, okay, like this. So now the two ring fingers up, back to back up. So then now here these two index, what is the index finger?
Index.
They put like first put like this, then pull. Sorry, it also took me to learn a long time. It was no good. It can be done in 15 seconds, but you know, it requires some practice. Like this? Yeah. Yeah, doing very good. Yeah, doing very well. No, very good, wonderful, yeah. So their thumb. The pinky, yeah. See, push the pinky. Yeah, very good, very good. Much, much better than when I'm learning. Oh, very good. Yeah, very good. Oh, sense of universe. Okay. Yeah, maybe after the class help each other to learn. So let me time ran out. It's something that if there's something, if you're interested to learn, you know, you don't have to learn, but there's something, when next time when you see, when you go to Nepal or India monastery, people do like that, now you know what it means. It means symbol of universe, you know, four continents and the center of universe. When you do that, what mentally what you are thinking the best of everything in the universe. Smell, food, taste, object of touch, shape, color, best of the best, then you are just making offerings. You know, like in Buddhism, we make offering to Buddha, Tara, all of the offering. For what? To benefit. That's all. Benefit. It's not just to get big house. It's not like that. To benefit. Your primary wish is to liberate every single person from the suffering. That's your primary goal. So then you're creating magic, you know, like making offerings. Is that? And if you don't know how to do that, you just sit, visualize best of the best of all, everything. Sound, form, there's two things, shape, color, sound, music, anything, no sound, smell, taste, the fruit and everything, all the food, smell, perfume, all the incense, perfume, all of that, object of touch, all the fabric. So then basically you are offering the best of the best. If you think, then it's become meditation of, you know, offerings. Why you do that? So my question is for you or my friend, what is the cause for happiness? What is the cause? Is happiness is random or accident, no cause? Analyze. What is the cause? Another way to say, what is the cause? that comes around. What goes around, comes around. Anything that's coming around, is this a random accident or coincidence? No need to analyze. You just wait for your chance. Just wait for your chance. It may never happen again. There's nothing you can do. There's accident. What is the cause for happiness? What is the cause? Tibet, Buddhism, what's called merit. What is merit? It's maybe that technical term. What is merit? How you can create merit? Oh, verbally, physically, mentally. How you create merit verbally? If you say harsh word, that's not merit. That's not nice. It means that's not merit. That means that's like, it's not virtuous, it's non-virtuous. It brings something difficulties. That's what merit. Merit is like that. It's not that complicated. If you say something nice word, if you say something nice word, that brings something good. If you think mentally something good, you get immense benefit. Your mind is calm, peaceful, because your mind is thinking something positive. If your mind thinks something negative, no matter what kind of house you live in, no matter what kind of car you drive, no matter what kind of job you have, mentally you are not happy. Even though you are living in the cave, middle of nowhere, like Milarepa, somewhere in Nepal, in Tibet, living in the cave, nothing. Mentally, filled with joy. No regret, like that. So there's mandala offering, so this year themes, so the center encourage practice, and because of your contributions, everything here running at the center because of your participations. Some of you think, this is my center. This is not my center. I just come here to teach. Everything, I'm not involved in money part. I have no clue. It's all run by the board. I'm not involved in that, right? Very first day I came to this country 20 years ago, I said it very clearly, I don't want to get involved in the money part at all. I said it that very night at the center. My English at that time is very broken. That's with the translation. So now that's because of my advice from my teacher. My job is to teach, that's all, nothing else. If people ask, then I give some advice. So this is all run by voluntary basis, last 20 years. So some of you may have no clue, so we meet in the basement. If you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're completely out. In the monsoon season, that rain comes into the office building, all the carpet get wet, smells so bad. Eventually, we move here, so now we own this place because of your participation. So that every time when I come into the center, when I see this floor is donated by one lady. Now she's gone. She comes here probably came here 2-3 times. She donated the whole floor that we are sitting on, she donated that. She said to me, so her parents give her, her mother give her this body, life. Dharma give her eye. That's why she said she's very, so she, and I think her brother came from like Pennsylvania, somewhere there, came down, put it down. Right, Peggy? His brother came, who put it?
He contributed, he helped.
He helped contribute.
We put it down.
Okay, so I didn't do nothing. I did nothing. Because all the people here, voluntary, all the last 20 years. So then what I do, when I come, so then I see floor, so then it reminds me, then I pray. That's all I do, I pray. So, now into the matter of, I just want to say thank you for each and every one of you, your participations, your dedications, your contribution last 20 years. for the center, you know, so then every class is offering in this center is free of charge. In many centers, they charge. We don't charge, and we try not to charge. So offer free teachings will offer. From the Buddha's lifetime, is offered free of charge. So far, so good. So that's doing good. Oh, yeah, so this all credit goes in every one of you. So I just want to say thank you, and this is my mandala offering for all of you. Thank you very much, and maybe then see you next Sunday, okay? So then please, I encourage you to put questions through email, write email, put it here, so then we can read. Then it also gives other people opportunity to talk. You know, we could learn so much from everybody, not just from me, but so much from everybody. So,
turn to page 246, 247 in the Go Prayer Book.
Just go 1 second down. Sorry, last Sunday, my plan was, because of today this question, it took all the times. My plan was, I want to talk about His Holiness said this, all these teachings can be divided into 3 sections. One is religion, Buddhist religion. One section is Buddhist philosophy. One is Buddhist mental science, or you could call psychology. So I want to talk on that part. I want to talk on that part because even this term is not written in those books, but His Holiness said it. I think it makes perfectly sense. So therefore, last Sunday, it didn't happen. This Sunday, it didn't happen. I was well prepared for that. It didn't happen. So it didn't happen here. So next Sunday, that's what we will talk about Buddhist psychology and how to take care of your mind, basically mind, and there's certain things that we need to study first, certain things that we need to study first. So I'm ready to explain there are certain troubling thoughts first we have to study. How many, actually there are many of them, but there are certain numbers, so I'd like to explain. So then next Sunday, that's what's going to happen. Buddhist, you could say mental science or psychology, that's what I'm going to talk. Did I make that term? No. Who said? His Holiness Dalai Lama said. It can be divided like that. And that idea is very much resonated, make perfect sense. So then that's what's going to happen every Sunday class. We are not going to talk about Buddhist religion. We are either going to talk about Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist mental science. But the message is coming from Buddha's teaching here. Oh. So that does not require any prayers. It requires a lot of thinking. Oh, that's all. Oh, yeah.
Let's turn to page 246-247. We'll read Master Shantideva's dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other, for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I eternally remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then 244 and 245, short long life prayers, starting with the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrei, Dzogchen Gyatso, please remain until samsara. Then on the opposite page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age The one with great patience received the name Avatara. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the opposite page, you uphold its doer's moral way, who serves as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanastic Torah's doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green tar mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy life, so they will be free of obstacles and so that all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah. Thank you for coming. Have a nice weekend.
The first one is on the 14th, Saturday at 6 p.m., we're going to have a potluck and activities with kids, and it's our official Kadampa holiday party. Please RSVP. We sent an email out, and you can also RSVP on the website banner. The other thing is on Sunday the 15th, we're going to have a thank you luncheon for all those who have volunteered to the family program. Please come and enjoy and eat with us.
And I also want to let you know about a couple of exciting things that are happening this week. On Tuesday evening, we're going to have a special visitor from Nalanda Monastery in France. Nalanda is named for the great monastic university that was in India many centuries ago that produced scholars such as Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti and Shantideva, all of whose commentaries we are still benefiting from after all this time. And Nalanda is a pretty vibrant community of modern, mostly Western monks in France, and they also have a special project that they do that is their tsatsa workshop. Tsatsas are of various sizes, but we usually see them small plaster images of deities, and they make molds for other people to create tsatsas, and they also make tsatsas there themselves. So Venerable Losang Tender from Nalanda will be here Tuesday night to talk about, you know, what they do at Nalanda, and it should be very exciting. They're a really important part of our FPMT family. And another thing about Venerable Tender is that he's also the director of IMI, which is the International Mahayana Institute, which is a long name for FPMT's organization that supports any sangha who are FPMT, active in FPMT centers. So that should be very interesting. Also on Friday, we're going to have, Friday evening at 7 o'clock, there will be a Medicine Buddha Puja to benefit Bill Flaherty, who is Mike Flaherty's brother, who passed away a few weeks ago. And even if you don't know Mike, it's really good. Geshe-la always encourages us to come and support each other when there's been a death in the family. So we'll have that puja Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, we have a Tara practice at 1 o'clock, and it is billed in the bulletin, in the calendar, currently as making praises to the 21 Taras, but we're probably going to mix it up a little bit and do a somewhat broader Tara practice, because you're going to be aware that we've been reciting Tara praises on a regular basis for the past year to try to fulfill Rinpoche's advice to us. To say Tara praises so we can create the causes for the next Light of the Path retreat. And we've been working on them, and we've been getting help from other FPMT centers, and we just kind of made our way to about 62,000 of these mantra praises. And then last week, our sister center, Kurukula in Boston, which also has a large Tibetan community up there, they did a one-day, seven-hour retreat, making praises to the 21 Taras. And in one day, they recited and dedicated to the Light of the Path retreat 522,399 Tara praises. So we have fulfilled Rinpoche's advice, and we're just so thrilled. So let's just all give a hand to... This just tells us how amazing it is to be in the FPMT family, which kind of leads me into the next thing. Jill asked me to talk a little bit today about why I support Kadampa Center. And this isn't where I was going to start, but it really is an example of, you know, what Kadampa Center is all about. We are part of this incredibly powerful family of students of Lama Zopa Rinpoche. And we don't feel that here so much on a day-to-day basis, because we also have right here at our center such wonderful teachers, Geshe Gelug and Geshe Songpo, and we have such a strong community here. Which is where I was going to start. It was like, this is my home, and Kadampa Center really sustains me in so many ways. From the very first moment I walked in the door many years ago, I knew I had found the spiritual home that I had been looking for a really long time. And then my realization about how important this place is to me has just grown and grown over time by, you know, meeting our wonderful teachers, by having access to these wonderful teachings. Think about having available in English all these translations of all these wonderful teachings and practices, which is provided for us from FPMT through the, you know, through the blessings and grace of Lama Zopa Rinpoche. We have Geshe Gelug and Geshe Songpo here through having FPMT. And the blessings and grace of Lama Zopa Rinpoche. We have visiting teachers come through all of that. And coming to Kadampa Center opened that door for me so that I have access to all these amazing teachers and teachings. And then in a much more personal way, I have a family here. I have a family of people who think the way I do, who are heading for the same goals that I'm heading for, who we all struggle together in the same way. I have wonderful practitioners that I can look at up to and admire. And the wonderful practitioners aren't necessarily people who've been doing this for 40 years and are really accomplished in meditation or in ritual. Sometimes it's the people who, just like me, are struggling every day. I mean, I look at dear Brenda, who's been coming for many years, and she keeps saying, I still can't get this. I still can't get this. I can't get myself to that place, but she's working at it. And that's what all of us are doing. We're all together here working at it, and we stumble, and we fall, and we pull each other. And we pull each other up, and we all work together to try to get all of us liberated from those minds that stumble. And that's why I support Kadampa Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Don't you think it's interesting that everybody that comes up here to talk about why they give cries? We are the sappiest group. Thank you. We cry over, I could cry for Donna crying, and every time somebody cries, when Gessler cries, we are all crying, so... That in itself is gorgeous, right? That we love when Donna emotes and when she's allowed, we allow her the freedom of being vulnerable. And we've all felt vulnerable when we get up here with this microphone and we talk about why we get vulnerable. So I'm here to give you the stats for today, and we have the giveaway that's happening today. So, here's the chart. So is this online, Chris? Scoot over. Okay. How about it? If I go all the way over here, is that better? Or just right in front of Geshe? How about here? Can I sit over here? Okay. So we want the people online to see this too. So we got a few more gifts in this week. And as you can see on the bottom, all the 300s are filled. There's even extras. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And at the $1,000 level, do you remember there's someone who gave at this level, it asks said I can use his name, Gary Mickey. I don't think he's here today. He asked me to ask you to empty his pockets, which we get a big kick out of. So if all five people give at the $1,000 level and we only need one more, he will give another $1,000. And he's already given $1,000. When I asked him if he would be a donor, he cut a check. He pulled out his checkbook and he said, hold on. And he cut the check and gave it to me, which I didn't need it right then, but thank you. So we need one more person to do that. So then we can get that extra $1,000. And then this week we got one at the $3,000 level, so we're excited about that. So if you want to applause those people. And let's just go ahead and applaud the people that, the first time I showed this, I had to get it reprinted because I had them checked. But the people who've given aren't on here. So someone has already given $5,000, they mailed it in. Someone has given $3,000, someone has given $1,300. So let's applaud them as well. So we've got a little ways to go. So where we are today, do you remember where we were last week? Was it 115? Does anybody remember? So let's have a drum roll for today. Oh, it's getting better. 133. So we're at 133. We have 200,000 to collect, and I feel like Jerry Lewis from my past when I do this. So I always tell you that there's probably about $25,000 of people that probably are going to continue to give because it says until I cancel. But until you tell me or I see in the end of January that you do intend to keep giving. So just give that call or I wish I had like something blinking above me that says 1-800. So emails or just give me a call or text me if you know my text and just say I'd like to continue giving. If you haven't given yet, you can set up your pledges. People are figuring it out left and right. Pledge is a promise to pay. And as others have tried to figure that out, and giving is giving. So you don't have to worry about your pledge. I'll do that for you. So set up your giving, however that works for you. And so everybody who has entered, may I lean that up against this? Okay. Everybody who has entered so far, not just these people, we have two tickets to Frida Kahlo exhibit, which you'll need to go pretty soon. So
let's guess. Let's pick a name. Do you mind picking one? No pressure.
Wow. Turbo ball. Okay, he wants me to read. Ah, let's see. I think he's here. Dom, where are you? Didn't I see you today? No, he's not here. So Dom Muir and Thomas Gregg have won. They will be very excited because I get to tell them, so that's always exciting. So they'll get to go to the museum. The other giveaways are if you get in, all the people will be entered again. I'll add to it. So anybody who gives at the all the way to the end will be entered to win $25 gift certificate to the Tibetan Himalayan store. I forgot to wear attire from there. That's a lot of you know them. Have you been there? I'll tell you about it if you haven't. And then everybody who enters the challenge, even if you're extra 300s, you'll be entered to win that flight to Ocracoke by the Strebels. So they will fly you there. And we are looking for a donor to give a $150 gift certificate so that that person can also shop there. And all the dining will be on them. They'll have the card to pay for all that. So last time, just to let you know a little excitement, Geshe Sangpo went along. Yeah, David. There they are. I'm sorry. I looked right past you. There they are. The Strebels are here. Thank you. Yeah, he flies the plane. So am I right that Geshe Sangpo went along? Yeah, with Rose. Rose won last year, so they had a really good time. Rose was so excited. We don't know if that would happen again or who else might go, but or when you would go. But if you enter this challenge, you will be entered to win that ticket so or that prize. And last year we had a bigger pot. This will be a smaller pot, so you have a greater chance. Then we have, if you haven't received one of these, they're out front, what is that called? The annual appeal flyer. I can't think of the word. And then the mug this year. So if you've entered a pledge to do the practice, that thank you for teaching that today. So the practice or service, if you volunteer for 2020, then you can have a mug. And the practice, I don't mail out in the flyer with the flyer. Just wanted that to be a little more personal. So it's ready for you to pick up in the lobby at the exhibit sign out there. So if you want to know about the practice, there's a picture of the hands. And you can read about it, and the links are on the website. You can do that. Thank you very much.
I think David is very like expert flying, so no need to worry. I never flew with his airplane, but Gijisama flew 2 times, and he had great times. I think nothing to worry. He's like expert flying. And thank you, David. You are doing this many, many years. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for the center. So.
Thank you very much.